Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection. They got fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way that tire buying should be. We got Andy Herman, the owner and the host of the Pack-A-Day podcast. As you might imagine, it's talking about the Green Bay Packers. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And we got a little discussion on Kevin Durant, Rob. Goes down, out. Looks like, hopefully, it's only a month, right? MCL sprain.
I can't, Chris.
Just terrible. It's
I can't. I'm so distraught just over the NBA in that I can't get over how many injuries people get. And I mean, and it's nothing that the league can do. There's nothing that the players could do. I've just, you know, I've been covering the league since 87. It just seems so out of pocket for me. Chris, I covered for years. I never remember, you know,
not
Bernard.
Like this.
Not like, am I right? Am I?
I don't think, I mean, we don't have numbers.
We don't have the, right.
To back us up, but I agree. I mean,
I've never seen this.
But I look, you know, we used to have, I don't know if we'll get him this year.
Yeah, Kerry Kittle. Yeah, once the football season is over, right, Rob G? We'll probably get him back. Yep.
He's always said, Rob, now he's the only one really telling us this, but he said that the fact that the floor is so spread and big men, everybody, right, has to cover so much more ground defensively, because now instead of sitting in the lane or even a little bit outside the lane, you're guarding out on the three-point line, and guys are dribbling and making moves. And so you just, there's much more lateral movement and things like that on the perimeter, and the pace is much faster. He thinks that is the reason for
I don't know, but I'm not going to poo-poo it because there's something wrong.
It could be right. And, Rob, I do, here's where the one place I disagree with you. I think there could be something done. And I think this would fix load management as well. And, you know, it's probably not going to happen. I'm almost sure of it. But cut the games. Guys don't want to play 82 games anymore. The science says it's too much. That's why even when a guy's healthy, Rob.
They're going to cut their money?
Well, that's what it would take. And that's where there's always the pushback. Now, Mark Cuban, Rob, when some people said cut it to 60, 65 games, Cuban has said the thing is this. The games would be more intense. They would matter more. And so eventually, and you know, within a year or two, three, whatever, you could raise the ticket prices and make up some of that money. I do think, right, cut, I don't know. I feel like football and or basketball and baseball should cut the games. But like you said, as long as there's money to be made, they're probably going to try to do it. But Rob, nobody's playing, you know, it's the rare cat that's going to play even 75 games this year.
But Durant was playing great. I'm just, if you're a Nets fan, you're like, really?
Nah,
like,
so they just got like,
they just won 18
hold,
out of 20, Chris. Yep. Right. The biggest thing is not to have, right, not to have a big 11 game losing streak like the last time. This team is better than that team. And if they can just hold on and you know, hold it, stem the tide. But you see what they can be if their pieces are together. They've been playing great.
And, you know, we'll see. But it is a downer for Durant and other. I mean, what? Zion.
And for basketball fans, right.
In New Orleans.
Right, that's what I'm talking
about. Kawhi is in and out.
Paul George is in and out. AD ain't playing. I mean, like, what is this?
It's ridiculous, Rob. They do need to do something. They got all this science, right? They're doing all this monitoring. They need to try to figure something out because – this is just, it's too much, Rob. And even if the guy's not injured, it's just too many games guys are sitting out to avoid injury. So it's hitting you in all types of ways. Rob, did they just score again, Georgia?
Yes.
So it's 31, about to be 31.
31-7 at the half. And it's still a minute and a half. They might score again.
I think Tennessee Chattanooga showed up.
Uh-oh.
Instead of Tennessee Chattanooga University instead. It's probably University of Tennessee Chattanooga. But, Rob, this is bad. This is bad. This is so bad, it looks like Jeff Saturday's coaching one of the teams.
Yeah, oh, my. Wow.
Sorry, Jeff.
Wow.
Sorry. It was just a good segue.
Is Jeff Saturday coaching TCU?
I don't know Jeff Saturday, but I like Jeff Saturday and what he stands for as a man. He obviously was a great football player.
He can't coach on Sundays or Saturdays.
We said it from the get-go.
We were out front on this, and I'm not patting ourselves on the back.
Him.
No.
But I'm sure he knows a ton of football, and he's probably a leader of men. That doesn't mean you can just step into the NFL with no experience and coach.
Chris, what happened there was terrible from week one. And Rob G, wasn't there a fumble in that game? The Raiders could have won even that first game. They gave up the ball, Chris, if you remember right. Wasn't there a fumble? A big fumble in that game. But my point is, it could have been 0-8, not 1-7, and they progressively got worse. We talked about it. You can't do this. It's not fair to the players. It's not fair to Jeff Saturday. It's not fair to people who spent money on this. This is pro football, and that's why, you know, a lot of people in the coaching profession, Chris, spoke out against this.
If anybody is a winner in this, it's football coaches. Professional football coaches. Because it shows that it's hard. And we said it ain't baseball. It's not the NBA. You can't do it in football. And I know some people might say, well, Jeff Saturday's just one guy, but it's just too much. Coaching in the NFL is, to me, Rob, it's just so much more difficult. Not to poo-poo or belittle coaching in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
No, it's just different.
It's just different, and it's harder. It's just more to be on top of. And, yeah, it's just, you can't step in. I don't think anybody could step in. And, Rob, Indianapolis, which I picked to win that division, I don't know if you did. I think you picked Tennessee, right?
I think so. I don't think I picked
Indianapolis, Rob, was 3-5-1 when they fired Frank Reich. Now, they may end up being better off because they, you know, Rob G, they still got their draft picks, right? So they're better off going 4-11 or 4-11 or 4-12-1, I guess. Because what pick do they have, third or fourth? Third. They're going to, Rob, they might get their quarterback.
And
they
now,
might
now
get,
Jeff
this actually
Saturday
could end up being a good thing for them because.
Look at this, a pick, another pick.
If Chicago's not going to take a quarterback at number one, they got Justin Fields. Houston's got the second pick. You would think, I'm almost certain they'll take a quarterback. I guess maybe Bryce Young. I actually like C.J. Stroud at O State better than Bryce Young. So maybe they get him with the third or fourth. Rajee will tell me what they
have. They are the fourth pick.
They have four. Who's third?
So top five in order. Bears have a quarterback. Texans do not have a quarterback. Cardinals, we think, have their quarterback. Then the Colts, then the Seahawks.
Okay, so they should be able to get, I guess, the second best, or, you know, I think Stroud is the best.
Well, they may have to trade up because you think Chicago is probably going to hold a king's ransom for that number one pick, right?
Right, but you don't think they'll, so you think Chicago might trade it?
Probably, if people like Bryce
Young. Yeah, they need help everywhere else.
Yeah, they don't need, and I think that they feel better about the quarterback, right? So I don't think that they would want to pick a quarterback there. Trade down.
Yeah, I don't think they'll take a quarterback. And you're right, you don't think the Cardinals will take a quarterback. They're stuck with Kyler Murray with that contract.
They're married to him.
Yep. So, but anyway, Rob, your point, he's still in the running.
Chris,
right?
He should be eliminated. He should be eliminated.
No doubt.
All right, and Rob G has a few quotes I want you to read of him.
These are from Jeff Saturday?
This from Jeff Saturday making a plea for the job. Chris, listen to this.
Well, here's the context, right? When he was introduced, everybody was up in arms about it, you guys especially. Touchdown Georgia again, by
Georgia
the way.
Georgia against
37-7 before
this
halftime.
This is ridiculous.
But Jeff Saturday.
And there's still 26 seconds, so they might score again.
They might
again.
Get a field goal. Jeff Saturday, in introductory press conference, says, "Here's the deal, man. None of us are promised a good job. I might be terrible at this. After 8 games, I'll say, God bless you, I am no good." Fast forward.
Wow. That's what he said.
When did he say that?
That was at his introductory press conference. Okay. So then fast forward. Yesterday, he's asked about the job he's done during this 8-game audition, so to speak. Here's what he said. "When you say 8-game audition, it was an 8-game audition with half an offensive staff and boundaries. It's an 8-game audition with the hand you're dealt, right? How do you deal with that? Hopefully, I've shown my leadership." And then he added later that he's already has potential staff members in mind should he get the job full time. He said, quote, "It'll be a different direction and a different vision that I'm carrying through, one that's my own that I can implement and move forward with."
Yeah, I just, he needs to go the route. If he really wants to be a head coach, Rob, he needs to go the route that everybody else has. Go be an assistant, learn somewhere, and then eventually he probably would get another shot, Rob, if he did that. But, and look, I know life isn't fair, but it's not fair for them to give him that job. And he just proved it by not doing a good, like, it's not only not fair, but it's not practical. And so
if he gets the job,
there's no way.
It will be because he's friends with Irsay. Right. And that's all it is, Chris, because anybody else who would have turned in that performance would have been eliminated. Not only from that, but any other head coaching job. Jeff
Lovie
Saturday
Smith did a better job than Jeff Saturday.
Right. And he's out the door.
Yep.
And he'll never get another head coaching job. Right. Chris, Lovie Smith, he's had two.
Right.
That's it. And this is ridiculous. Yeah. It really is. Jeff Saturday, Chris, I told you, like, it was set up. All he had to do was have them play hard, win a couple games, and then they would say, he changed the culture.
Right.
You know, he changed the culture in the locker room. Look how hard these guys played. Chris, it was all set up for him, and he couldn't even do that, including what was the lead they gave up? 33 points?
They lost games, Rob, and that's the thing. It wasn't just that they went – what did he go, 1-7?
And Chris, the team that they lost to yesterday was trying to lose, the Texans.
Right. I mean, they lost games in historic fashion. First team ever give up a 33-point lead when they lost to the Vikings.
They gave up like 45 points in the fourth quarter, or whatever it was. It was ridiculous.
It became a laughing stock. And that look, and again, this isn't even about Jeff Saturday. But
anybody given that job, yeah, Chris, I would have felt the same way about. I don't care who, anybody.
I agree. But no, the league, Rob, I would believe this is happening. That the league has probably talked to Jim Irsay, like, look, there is no, you can't, he's your friend. You want to have him save a little face and not, you know.
This will be bad for the league.
There's no way he can coach this thing. Right. There is no way. And Rob, the other thing is this, and I think, you know, because Saturday played and he was a good player and he won a Super Bowl, played with Peyton Manning, seems like a good guy. I'm sure the players respect him.
Yeah.
Rob, if they were to bring him back, next year, I think the locker room would have issues with that.
I absolutely think so, right? Too. I think I told you this story before when Ted Turner owned the Braves, Chris. He fired the manager, put on the uniform, and went down to the dugout, like, for the game. He's going to manage the game.
What?
Ted Turner was the owner of the Braves.
Wow.
Major League Baseball got wind of it and called Ted Turner. And said, take that uniform off and get out of the dugout.
As they should have. Good on them.
Yes. They were like, we don't care if you own the team. You're not mad. You're not going to make
them much longer.
Right. You're not going to make a mockery of the game. Okay. Right. Fans don't expect the owner to be down in the dugout managing the game.
Yep. No, that's true. That's true. Heck, they need to call Dallas and tell Jerry Jones to quit talking so much. But anyway, I'm with you, Rob. Like, look,
he should be out of contention.
If he wants to, yeah, absolutely, should be out of contention. Look, they may let him save face and not, you know, until they just let it be out there that he's still in contention until they hire the guy. But there is no way they can seriously be considering. If they were seriously considering hiring him, Rob, then the NFL, to your point with baseball, they need to talk to him and be like, look, we're taking your team.
Right. You can't do this. This is going to be a headache for the league. You can't be hiring people who are unqualified.
Right.
We got all these qualified people. We got nothing but issues with all these black coaches, especially in the league, and others who do in line, Chris, white coaches who have put in their time as well for opportunities.
Absolutely. So let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Jeff Saturday, let's just keep it real. It was horrific. What in the world, you know, is Indianapolis thinking? Should Jeff Saturday still be considered for the Colts' permanent head coaching position? Your turn to win with me and Rob next on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Jeff Saturday. Should he be back in Indy?
Yeah, good question. All right, Scott in Louisville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on this Magic City Monday. What's up, Scott? We got him punched
Scott.
Up.
Scott.
Hold it. Here we go.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you now, okay. Scott. Go ahead.
Okay. It's nice to talk to you, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Great.
Look, as Don Corleone said, this isn't personal. It's just business.
It's just right.
And he should not be back. And seniority and experience do count. Just a quick anecdote. I drove trucks for years for FedEx. And if it's snowing and ice on the ground, your first time out is a lot different than your 50th time
no
out.
No doubt.
Okay? So it just this is not reality. For him being there. And like I said, it's just not right. You can't tell me he has the same information and the same ability as somebody who has years and years of in the trenches, if you will.
No doubt, Scott. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. John in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, John?
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Good,
how are
man.
You?
I'm good. No, Jeff Saturday shouldn't be back. I mean, if they're going to sit up and bring him back, they might as well hire me as the general manager. I'm pretty sure I could sit up and assemble a team just about as good as that on my first try, too. I got experience. It's called Madden. I put together some
right.
good games. You know, but on a serious note, no, you can't bring him back. That basically just invalidates everything that some of these coaches in the NFL have actually worked hard for. What's the
right.
point of me being a defensive coordinator for the past 5 years, having a top five defense? But I get passed over for a guy in media that's been in media for the past 10 years of his career.
Right. No doubt, John.
It's actually
no doubt.
Good
Appreciate
that it didn't work out.
Right. It actually it helped a lot of people, did
right.
Chris. And the coaching profession. John, thanks for the call. Let's go to
no
Eddie.
Problem.
Eddie in Orlando. Eddie in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Great show. Hey,
Thank you.
This reminds me of something I've been wondering about. It's slightly to the side of this topic, but it's about the Rooney Rule. And you remember, 10 years or so ago where the Lions were hiring Steve Mariucci?
Yes, I was in Detroit at that time, and Chris, Matt Millen got called on the carpet. Eddie, stop me if I'm not filling it in, but he got called on the carpet, and none of the black coaches, Chris, would come for an interview because they knew that Mooch had already had the job. Is that right, Eddie?
That. That's right, and he got fined $200,000. And here's the question: when we're talking about like unqualified and whatnot, what if like Matt Millen? What if his dad was black? Could he have interviewed him, and would that count? You know what I'm saying? In other words,
right.
Can you play games with that?
And you're not supposed
to. They definitely play games with it,
right?
There's a lot of times they know who they're going to hire. In fact,
we saw that with Daboll and with the Giants. Remember that?
Right.
That was another situation where they already knew he was hired. Thanks, yep. Eddie. Appreciate it.
You guys think the Rooney Rule is a good idea?
Me and Chris differ on this. I don't think it is because the results aren't there. But Chris still would rather. I'm not talking for you.
Yeah, I'd rather that than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there are problems with it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremy in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple. Squeeze one more in. On the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Good evening, guys. How are y'all?
Doing good, Jeremy.
I'm from Middle Tennessee, and I'm a big Titans fan, unfortunately. But with the whole Jim Irsay bringing in Saturday, you could kind of see it like, yeah, trying to catch lightning in a bottle because he's a name in the fan base, so to speak. But if you take it further, why did he bring in a Conference USA offensive coordinator from Middle Tennessee
Thank
State
you.
University? I didn't even know who the guy was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he never called plays in the NFL, right?
Right. Right. So why would you even do something like that? You know, if you're going to bring in a guy like Saturday, at least surround him with some credible offensive, defensive coordinators to help bring some insight into what you're going to do. But I think that Irsay is off his rocker. He's been that way for a while. And
yeah,
Irsay crazy
didn't know
what
I mean,
you know what?
He needs
Jeremy, you're right.
Football players,
and Chris and I have mentioned this before. When they hired Larry Bird, they didn't throw him to the wolves.
Right.
They gave him Dick Carter to run the defense, right, Chris?
Yep.
And Rick Carlisle to do the offense.
Yep, absolutely. Even, it's the NBA is different. But still, heck, Rob, we saw Steve Nash.
Right.
Was terrible.
And now look at what Jock Vaughn's doing, Chris.
Yep.
Is that by accident or not?
No, you're right. All right, we got Andy Herman, owner and host of the Pack-A-Day podcast. He's talking a little Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. He's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple. Our next guest is the owner and host of the Pack-A-Day podcast. We welcome in Andy Herman. Andy, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Packer Nation's not doing great, but you are.
Let's get to it. I think Aaron Rodgers should get the lion's share of the blame for yesterday. Is that how most of Green Bay Nation, Packer Nation feels or not?
I don't know if most of Packers Nation is there, but I agree with you guys. I'll start there. I was asked that very question earlier today. You know, there's a lot of blame to go around. I think how they, you know, basically took the absence of Devontae Adams and had the plan for post Devontae Adams didn't go the way that they wanted to. Sammy Watkins, Amari Rodgers,
right.
Most others didn't turn out early this season. You look at Matt LaFleur, I don't think this offense has gelled the way that everyone would have expected it to. I don't think Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have consistently been on the same page. Obviously, the defense and Joe Barry has had issues, although not as of late. That's really the only reason they had a chance to win over the course of this last month. But when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, you look at this game, you look at the course of the season, he was kind of the one guy, the one constant that was expected to kind of rise everything else up, even in the absence of Devontae Adams. And quite frankly, he wasn't able to do that through the course of the season. He wasn't able to do that in this game. It's been a bit of an issue with him in clutch games as of late in three straight elimination games
yep.
in the past three seasons against Tampa Bay 2 years ago, San Francisco last year, and now in Detroit in this game. I mean, when you go out and sign him to that contract and he has the opportunity, playoffs on the line, first and 10 on his own 21, down 4 points, 5:49 remaining, that's exactly what you are bringing him back for, to go and lead your team into the playoffs in that situation. And of course, there's nuance. Not everything's his fault. He's been a little bit banged up this year, but that's what you're bringing him back for. And he couldn't get the job done in that situation, throws a really bad interception. Yeah, there was a poor blitz pickup, but those are the things that you're expecting out of your Hall of Fame MVP quarterback.
What about Matt LaFleur? You brought him up. They've won a lot of regular season games, but they don't seem to be ready to play. I mean, and even if you talk about that Tom Brady game, you remember the end of the half, they gave up a terrible touchdown. If you remember where they were playing man coverage. You remember that at the end of the first half? Yeah, it was just like the worst thing that could have happened was that play. So there's a lot of things that I can look at as well. And what about Matt LaFleur? Maybe he could get you to a lot of wins, but can he finish the job as a coach? All coaches can do that.
Yeah, going back to Scotty Miller, Kevin King, right before halftime, I think everyone yesterday when the Lions had a potential Hail Mary opportunity before half, they took the quick throw instead, but I think everyone was thinking back to that play for sure. But going back to Matt LaFleur, I think undisciplined is probably the best word to use, right? Because you go to yesterday's game, you go to the Quay Walker pushing a medical personnel person from the Lions in the back. You go to Rasul Douglas slapping a guy across the helmet to make a 48-yard field goal, a 33-yard field goal. You've got fumbles. You've got multiple drop passes. Aaron throwing legitimately three interceptions to the same guy, two of them which was basically on the same play, just opposite sides of the field. One of them's overturned, one of them's dropped, but you have an interception at the end of the game, just mistake after mistake after mistake. This is not a team that has risen to the occasion in 2019 in the 49ers NFC Championship game, in 2020 against Tampa, last year against the 49ers, and again, this year elimination game against the Lions, when everything has been there for them. And it's not like they're playing away games the majority of these. The last three seasons, this is Lambeau Field at home in January. This is what Aaron Rodgers and this team asked for, is they wanted home field advantage. They had it last year. They had it in this game to get in the playoffs, and they just didn't seal the deal. And to me, it's undisciplined football, and it's really been unacceptable, in how they've not been able to defend Lambeau Field.
Let me, Chris, I want to follow. Yeah,
Aaron had his press conference yesterday after the game, and he said that the Packers, feelings about him and the direction they want to go in will play a part, at least some role, in his decision to play or not to play, or at least play or not to play in Green Bay. I think they should tell him they're ready to move on. What do you think they will do, or what do you and what do you think Aaron will do?
Yeah, so I know Matt said that they're going to take the entire, this next part of the offseason and take everything with a fine-tooth comb and look at everything. And I do think they have to look at this. And they have three directions that they can go in, right? They can decide to reboot this team as best as possible. They're going to lose some guys. They're going to have to borrow more from the future, kind of go the New Orleans Saints route with the last years of Drew Brees and his contract, and just try to get every ounce out of it that you can. That's kind of option number one. Obviously, that would be with Aaron Rodgers. Number two is you could go some sort of middle ground, knowing that Aaron Rodgers' contract is really, really difficult to get out of. Even trading him is super prohibitive. You can't cut him. You can maybe ask him to retire, but he might not want to do that. So that some of that might be out of their hands, but they might say, hey, you can come back, but we got to do a rebuild. We're going to go a lot younger. And a lot of your friends on this team, the Bakhtiaris, the Cobbs, the Mercedes Lewis's, the Mason Crosby's, those guys might not be back. They might need to go in a younger, cheaper direction. Then the third option would be the full rip the Band-Aid mode and basically say, hey, it's time for Jordan Love. It's time for a lot of these young players, and we need to go and sort of get our salary cap back in the place that it needs to be. Spend some time, using this 15th pick overall. They're not a team that usually is picking in the top half of the draft, and use their resources this year to start going in another direction. So they have three very distinct options. I'm kind of with you. I think it might be time to go in that other direction. I think just running this back over and over is going to be a diminishing return year after year. We've kind of seen that so far. I think their best chance was in 2020. They didn't take advantage of it, and now it just seems to be a little bit worse each year that they try to do it.
I don't believe that they think Jordan Love is a long-term answer, because I really believe if they did, they could have traded Aaron back then when Denver was dying for him draft night, could have cashed out big time, got players, am I wrong? Where's Jordan Love? We only got about a minute to go here, but tell me, what's the scuttlebutt, or what do you hear about Jordan Love? Or they don't seem to be in love with him.
Yeah, you're 1,000,000% right going back to last offseason, right? If they had any belief in Jordan Love, they take the massive haul that they could get from Denver, go with Jordan Love, a young quarterback, and now you've got all those picks from Denver and all the players that they got that Seattle got in exchange. You see how it worked for them with Geno Smith. So they clearly didn't believe in him then. I do think he's shown a lot of progress going back to last training camp and this season. I do think there's some promise there. The players on the team said he's ready to be a starter. I'm not sure they believe that yet, but that's what's going to make this offseason so interesting for Green Bay.
All right.
Great
that's
stuff.
Andy Herman, owner and host of the Pack-A-Day podcast. Andy, great
Thank
stuff.
You, buddy.
Absolutely. We'll get you on again. Thank you.
Hey, can't wait, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep. More iCouple coming your way. It's Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And are we going to have a progressive play of the day? I'm waiting for it if we do. Okay.
Yes, it's all not. Those touchdowns in the college football playoffs. Pick a touchdown, any touchdown.
Yes, progressive makes it as easy for you with your insurance as Georgia is having with TCU. It's that easy, all right? Progressive will help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. You can learn more at progressive.com at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, Rob, you said it. This is ridiculous. 38-7. Early in the third quarter, they could probably score 90 points if they wanted to.
It looks like that, or at least it feels that way. It's a shame, though. It's
really
a championship game. You want to be able to watch. I'm sure a lot of people are flipping around. I mean, if you're a diehard football fan, Chris, maybe you'll watch a little bit more. But at some point, you know, competition matters. You know that. How many games have you turned off or turned the channel? You know, like you want to see something that's worth watching. You don't want to watch a blowout.
No doubt. And it's been a good season. Like I said, the semifinals were great. Both games, Georgia and Ohio State was fantastic. Michigan rallied to make that interesting against TCU. And then, you know, and again, Rob, Alabama wasn't in it, which is, you know, they're usually in it and they're usually blowing somebody out. So you thought, okay, this is a year,
you know,
where maybe things can, you know, be competitive. And
Nick Saban was sitting there, Chris, on the anchor desk, going, "Really, TCU?"
No, I'm sure he was.
You know that
like,
it was
we
like,
would, we
right?
would put a foot in ECU.
Right, exactly.
Well, guys, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's funny you brought up Nick Saban during the halftime show. Obviously, everyone's gushing about Georgia.
I wanted to hear what they were saying.
Right. Yeah, Georgia's putting in the work and they're dominating right now. David Pollack, who's an ESPN broadcaster, was on the halftime show with Nick Saban. Pollack, as you know, was a legend at Georgia before they became like a national championship type team. And he suggests that Georgia is now the king of college football. And to see Nick Saban's face, it was like half disgusted and half disappointed.
He didn't say anything?
Because what is he going to say, Rob? He's on the dais right there.
No, you're right.
And Georgia has run roughshod the last two seasons.
Right. But I do think Alabama still is the king of college football. Would you guys disagree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
Really? You think they're not, Rob G?
No.
I think that, Chris, they have been, but the last few years, you got to give Georgia's
well,
been.
Well, Georgia's won the last two.
Right. But
definitely give them credit for that. But, I mean, Alabama won, what, three in like, has won three, I should say, in the last, what, 8 years or something like that?
Yeah, but back-to-back now. And just the way that Georgia looks unstoppable.
Was supposed to be a down year for them because they lost so many guys to the NFL on
you
defense.
You even remember last year, remember in that in the semifinal when they embarrassed Michigan? Remember that last year? I don't know. Georgia looks
they're a
monster.
They're the team right now. There's no doubt. But I'm just saying, I mean, what's he got? How many?
No, his history is tremendous. He's the greatest college football coach. Issue, Chris. That's not an issue.
And they're not, you know, this year was a down year for him, 11-2, you know. But I think there's no way I can say, like, just overall king is Alabama.
So then what would you need to see from Georgia, Chris?
Right. What do they need to do?
Because back-to-back and a top, whatever, three recruiting class for a decade is not enough, apparently.
No, because Alabama's done more.
Yeah, but recently. That's what I'm saying. What else does Georgia have to do for you to say that they're the new kings?
If they win again next year, would you then realize?
They definitely have to win it again next
year.
That's
unprecedented to win three in a row.
That'd be a three-peat.
I mean, or if they're close and Alabama has another quote-unquote down year. Because, again, down was 11-2.
Well, I don't think we're at a point, Chris, where none of these teams are going to have bad seasons, these two, at this point.
I mean, like you said, 11-2 is down. I mean that. Where they're not – if Alabama doesn't make the playoff and Georgia makes the championship game, then you'd have to, you know – but I there's no way after two seasons – I can say they're the kings of college football.
How did Michigan lose to TCU? That's what I want to know.
Well, they ran a
trick play on the first drive of the game. That's why.
This game does back up your feeling that Harbaugh chokes in big games.
In big games.
Because there's no reason. And I'm not saying I agree, but I'm just saying this is some evidence for you.
Right, because TCU, Chris, is a nice story. They're a good team. I'm not trying to scrub everything that they did. But – and, Rob G., you talked about it, the Dipsy Doodle Philly cheese steak special. Why? You have the best offensive line in football. Right, what are you doing? Right. Smash mouth. Score a touchdown.
Yeah, I hear and you. I think they would have put up a better fight than this. All right, we out. I couple. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.